Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And we're joined by, I want to say, a special guest. It's Anthony from 5RM. You just kind of helped yourself to the studio. Morning.
Hello, guys. How are you?
It's nervous. Great to have you. Not normally a part of this station. We need to talk about something that happened yesterday, Brooke. Tell me if you even remember this, but we were sitting in our office, you and I, at lunchtime, and I've noticed for the past couple of days you've had the same thing every day, a bit of chicken, a bit of broccoli, creamy sort of Caesar-y sauce, and I'm just not really a joke I committed to or anything. It's like, oh yeah, I've got a great lunch today, Brooke. I'm just going to get some chicken and broccoli, and tried winding you up that way, and you made a clear threat. You said, touch my lunch and I am going to kill you.
It wasn't quite that direct. It was heads will roll, but yeah, same effect.
Yeah, you're dead meat. That was the impression I got.
Yeah.
And I didn't touch your lunch. I had my own. That was the end of it as far as I knew.
I appreciate that.
Answer Anthony.
Well, my lovely fiance is possibly the greatest partner in the world, sends me off to work each day with a little container full of food.
Right.
So the conscience, the guilt, it's just got me. I've had to come clean, okay? So I go to the fridge yesterday, pull the container out, open up the container. Oh, that's unusual. I don't remember Wendy cooking chicken. Why broccoli? I don't even like broccoli. So I picked out a little bit of chicken and had a little munch and then realised that's not my lunchbox.
You ate my chicken.
You need to get a different coloured lunchbox, okay?
No, you need to sort yourself out. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to do with that now. Stay away from my lunch.
And I just put the lid back on and put it in the fridge and went, nah, no one will know.
What do you got for lunch today, Brooke?
I've got chicken and broccoli. Stay away.